Welcome everybody. Share number 1526. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Deliv Ben Rabban Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rufua Shalema Aliza Chanachaya Bas Shendel Sara. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, just moving right along to Sefer Klalim. He brings it down. We spoke about this in the past, I think a little bit quickly, but I just want to get into it for a minute. In reference to Ataris Nedarim, people do Ataris Nedarim. It comes up all the time. In other words, somebody wants to be Mata Ned or something, right? They took upon themselves a certain thing, or they did something three times, whatever. Okay, so the bottom line is like this. Just quickly to go through it again, which we did talk about a little bit in the past. Also, the Hatta says the Sefer Klalim, page Shin Hey, the page before, he says, Also, the Hatta Ned Nedarim. It can't be Mata Ned Shlel Tzerech Shabbos if the thing itself is not for Tzerech Shabbos. It's in Simon Shin Mem Aleph over there in Hilchas Shabbos, actually, Sif Aleph. Also, the Hatta Nedarim Shlel Tzerech Shabbos, Ele Tzerech Mitzvah. So what's the reason? So he says like this: Bein him was who mishum mimsechefsecha v'davedava. It could be for either mimsechefsecha. I'm sorry, or v'davedava, or she was who mishum tircha b'shabbes. It could fall on the tircha shabbos. Okay, be it as it may, it can be done. But the tzaruch shabbos. But if it's for tzaruch shabbos over makam mitzvah, tzaruch shabbos for sure that would be fine. So he says. So now he says, what are two examples? So also b'Shabbos, the first one he brings down, also b'Shabbos lahatir neder im yochel lahatir la'achas Shabbos. In other words, you know, Shabbos, I'm in shul, I'm with the Rav, or whatever the case is. And the Rav will be, you know, however, to be Mataneder with the taking three people. However, it's done. We're not getting into all the details right now. Good. I'm in Shul Shabbos. I'll do it Shabbos. Shine. That's all. But could I do it Sunday? Yeah, it's no emergency. It's nothing. The thing I want to be Mataneder is nothing to do with Shabbos, right? So it's not something that I need. Not an item, not a action that I need for Shabbos. So he says, also be Shabbos Lahatir. Again, this is all over there in Simon Shin Mem Aleph. Somebody wants to look it up in the Mishnah Berurah. Also, Sifkat Nalef in the Sharet scene. So he says, also b'Shabbos lahat ened im yachal la'atir la'ach Shabbos. If you can do it after Shabbos, don't do it on Shabbos. Oy im lo yivatel shum oyneg Shabbos. Or it's going to be mevatel the oyneg Shabbos. Okay, so now just real quickly going in the Shulchan Aruch a minute. So he brings down again Matirim Nedarim b'Shabbos. You could do Mataned. You could be Mataned on Shabbos only im Heim Letzaruch Shabbos. That's what the Mechaber says in Shin Mem Aleph. If it's a Tzaruch Shabbos, could go in Shinug. So what would be a Tzaruch Shabbos, right? Like we said for Oynik Shabbos, what would that be? Could go in Shinug. Somebody let's say somehow made a Neder. Shaloi Lechel or Shaloi Lish. I said they made a Neder. They're not going to eat a drink. Right, or for a certain amount of time. Alpha Pishayu like Panay Latim Kaidim Shabbos. They could have been Mataneder. In other words, even in this case, interesting how the Mechaber brings it down. They could have been Mataneder before Shabbos, right? You could have done it Friday. You could have done it Thursday. What are you waiting for Shabbos? Good. You made a Neder, you can't eat a drink for a certain amount of time or a certain amount of hours, whatever the case is. Now with Shabbos, you have to be Mataneder to get rid of that, right? It's Einik Shabbos, you have to eat, drink, whatever, fine. So you should have done it Thursday. What are you waiting for Shabbos? No, even so, he says, the Mechaber says, so that would be fine. Even though you had time, right? If the person didn't have time, fine. Okay, we understand that. But you had time Thursday. You were in shul anyways. You were in shul Friday. Why didn't you take care of it then? Even so, if whatever reason they didn't, and they were able to, it still will be okay. They will be allowed to do it on Shabbos. Not just eating and drinking. It could be any type of a neder. That's a need for Shabbos. Alpha Pishayu Lepinai Latim Koidim Shabbos. Okay, so then he goes on to other things. I mean, if it's to a Baal, Yochel Hofer Nidrei Lishtah, I'm not going to get into that right now, but let's just see the halacha itself. It says the Mishnah Berurah Imhim Litzaruch Shabbos, Aval Shaloi Litzaruch Shabbos. Oh, here's the punchline. The Mishnah Berurah says, Aval Shaloi Litzaruch Shabbos. Let's say that you want to be Mata Neder, right? You want to get rid of this, whatever, to be Mata Neder, and it's not for Shabbos. Afilu Loi Hayaloi. Panay lahat kadim, even though you did not have any time before. Not Shabbos is the only time I have. So even then, ein matirim, you still can do it, right? So again, when we say matir neder, it's something, whether they took upon themselves a certain mitzvah to do, or they did something three times in various different ways, and they have to, and it became too hard for them, or something along those lines, and they have to, you know, do it in a halachic way, how it's allowed to be done, with three people, whatever, however it's done, to, to annul, to get rid of that neder. So mishum halay yochel, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If it's not for a tzarech for Shabbos, you can't do it, even though you didn't have time before. In other words, if you need it for Shabbos, even though you had time before Shabbos, no problem, you can still do it. But something that's not a need for Shabbos, to be matan neder, something that is not a need for Shabbos, even though you did not have time before, you can't do it on Shabbos itself. Mishum dehalo yochel lahater acher Shabbos. Mishum dehalo yochel lahater Shabbos. You can do it after Shabbos. V'lam alam natruche b'Shabbos. In other words, why are you waiting around? Why are you doing this thing on Shabbos? Do it after Shabbos finished. What then? Imhu letzarech mitzvah. Gam kei matirin. If it's a tzarech mitzvah, he says that would also be allowed. In other words, this thing that you took upon yourself, or whatever it was that you took upon yourself, doesn't have to be loved after mitzvah. But the way he says it, what then? Imhu letzarech mitzvah. Gam kei. If it somehow tied into a tzarech mitzvah, gam kei matirin, it would also be okay. Even though it's not for a tzarech of Shabbos. So that's an important thing just to keep in mind. Again, we don't want to get too much into this. Okay, so just one more quick thing. Again, these things are not so negel ma'isa, but since it is, it is under the guidelines of Adab Adavar, Mimse Chefsecha, so we're just mentioning it, the Mechaber just ends off, Avo Baal Yachal Lahofer Midrei Ishtayed. If it's a question of being, taken care of the a nether that they heard their wife say, or something along those lines, or possibly their daughter, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down, since it says, B'yom Shama, you have to do it the day you heard it, so then we say on Shabbos, one will be allowed to do that. Avo Baal Yachal Lahofer Midrei Ishtay afilu sheinim letzaruch Shabbos, even if it's not a tzaruch Shabbos, because of the fact that it says b'yom shamay, im lo yafir lo hayam. If you don't do it today, lo yuchal oy lafirm, you would not be able to do it at a different time. It's because of those halachas which are separate. We're not going to get into the whole thing right now. That's why you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. But a person themselves, you could do it a different day. So therefore, we say don't do it on Shabbos. Okay. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.